from the time I was in the 10th grade. Herb Streitz was the bandmaster, and I had done a lot of good things as a trumpet player, and he said, you should take lessons, audition for the principal trumpet with the Minneapolis Symphony. Dimitri Mitropoulos was then the conductor. So I auditioned, and I was accepted as a student. And for 3 years, every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, my dad would take me down to the Yemen St. L.
I'd get
on the train and go to Minneapolis.
Those were the days.
Have my trumpet lesson, walk around the city, and then when I finished with that, I'd get on a streetcar going to St. Paul and hitchhike home. There was a fellow named Bob Mischick.
Oh, I was going to ask if you knew Bob Mischick.
Yes, he was wonderful. And he was usually in the city, so I would meet him at the hotel and I'd ride home with him. But some of the best character building that I've ever had was walking from our home down in front of the Luthold's home on Elm Avenue.
Yes, it's for sale.
And just doing like this. People would pick me up, truckers, and I loved being with truckers because they always talked about things.
I bet.
So they'd take me up and drop me off in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Now, you couldn't do that today because of all the other problems. But that's the kind of wonderful opportunities that were available to me. Reverend Green, you remember Reverend Green Congregational Church? Maybe not.
No.
But he was a very important person. Came from Wales and had been at the University of Chicago. And I was not particularly interested in religion. But I was interested in Reverend Green because his sermons were based, as I've said before, on the Harvard 5-foot shelf, the great books, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. And he would mention the Old Testament and the New Testament, but it was really about the things that forever are important. And when I got ready to go to college, he said to me, now you are going to college, I said. And I said, well, I think so, I'm supposed to. And he said, where would you like to go to school? And I said, well, not the University of Minnesota. That's just too many people, 25,000, whatever. And while I really love the choral music at St. Olaf, I don't want to spend 4 more years learning about Martin Luther. But I said, Carleton College, that's the school that I had been over in track team and some other things. He, Reverend Green, said, well, it's a wonderful school, but it's not for you. And I said, why? He said, because Carleton has a real problem. And I said, what is that? He said, they tend to attract and recruit too many pseudo-sophisticates from Winnetka. You know where Winnetka is? It's the fancy, fancy suburb in Chicago. So the rich kids would come on to Carleton. He said, the school for you is Grinnell. I said, where's Grinnell? It's in Grinnell, Iowa. So I went, was admitted, and I said to Reverend Green just before I left, why do you think Grinnell is a better college for me than Carleton? He said, they're both wonderful. They both offer Phi Beta Kappa. But he said, you'll find out